Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Governor Tim Walz is hosting the latest town hall discussion on gun violence prevention today in Stillwater. He'll be joined by state lawmakers, doctors, pastors, teachers, and gun violence survivors. In the race to become Minnesota's next governor, Republican House Speaker Lisa Damith has chosen her running mate. She announced her choice of lieutenant governor as Ryan Wilson, an attorney and small business owner. Wilson ran for the state auditor's job in 2022 and lost a close race. His platform included fighting fraud in the state of Minnesota. After careful consideration, State Representative Aaron Cagle, a Democrat from Spring Lake Park, announced she will not seek re-election in 2026. Cagle served in the Minnesota House for a decade, representing communities in Blaine, Coon Rapids, Fridley, Columbia Heights, and Hilltop. She says in a statement she first ran for office to advocate for working families, people with disabilities, and caregivers, and is proud of the progress made during her five terms. If you were lucky enough to harvest a deer during Minnesota's firearms deer opener this weekend, you're encouraged to get it tested for chronic wasting disease. DNR Wildlife Health Supervisor Eric Hildebrand says testing is crucial to the overall health of the deer population.
Hunters play an important role for protecting Minnesota's deer populations in the fact that they can help by providing samples for CWD testing. Know what perimeter you're hunting in and help provide a sample to understand CWD surveillance and test results in your area.
Visit the DNR's website for more information and to find out if you're required to submit a CWD sample. The Vikings committed 8 false start penalties and turned the ball over 3 times in yesterday's 27-19 home loss to Baltimore. Yet, they had the ball late in the game with a chance to potentially send the game to overtime. Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
To have the football with a chance to tie the game there at the end was an encouraging thing, considering how many things we did that we can't do if we want to beat a good football team like that.
O'Connell's team is now 4-5 on the season and will host Chicago on Sunday. The Beacon Memorial Lighting Ceremony at the Split Rock Lighthouse today marks 50 years since the Edmund Fitzgerald was lost in Lake Superior. Site manager Hayes Scriven says the program begins with the singing of the Navy hymn.
Then we go into the actual mustering of the last watch, where we read aloud the crew members' names and then ring a bell. We do that 29 times for the crew member, and then we've added one final bell for all the sailors that have been lost on the Great Lakes. And then we light the beacon here at the lighthouse, and that'll go for about 2 hours.
Scriven says former Split Rock Lighthouse site manager Lee Radzak is going to talk about starting the memorial program 40 years ago. Minnesota's largest 24-hour online giving campaign is right around the corner. Give to the Max Day 2025. Executive Director Jenna Ray says they held their first event in 2009.
And 17 years later, Minnesotans and nonprofits and schools in every corner of our state continue to show up.
Give to the Max Day will be held next Thursday, November 20th. This is MNN.